faced oncoming repression. What kind of advice do you think you could give to students that are active in organizing here to create and promote that kind of progressive change?
That's a great question, and thanks for your organizing. I think there's strength in numbers. Having alliances that are intergenerational is also important. Some of the sturdiest activism that we've seen in this period are in places where students and undergrads and graduate students and faculty members have organized together and, you know, won some significant victories, even if not enough. I mean, I was recently at Cornell where a graduate student, Mamadou Tal, I don't know if he was completely suspended, but to the extent that he was going to be deported. And there was a huge petition. I think 10,000 people signed it. And they had to re-enroll him so that he wasn't going to be deported. So now he can stay and finish his PhD. So, I mean, it does show that despite the fact that these universities are very, very fearful, in particular, you know, they're afraid of donors, they're afraid of Congress, you know, people can organize and they can be, they can also be a force on campus that administrators have to respond to, right? This is just organized power that they are afraid of, and we need to be organized as well. That often does mean that not everybody is going to agree, right? And, you know, one of the ways that I look in the mirror and I'm concerned about what I see on our side is I really feel like we've lost the knack of debate within our ranks. Like, there's often a just kind of like, you know, this is like a maximalist position and everyone has to take that on, or they're not even worth engaging in. Then you end up with a small movement. I'm sorry, you know, I think we need to create on-ramps where people can get...
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. The same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Reach the audience.
Of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Together for so long. Listen, baby, between the sheets. Take a break, wake up late and catch a matinee. I wanna take you on. Catch a train, take it up the coast to Spain. It's all about you and me. Let's go and make some memories. Then maybe to Greece, sit beneath the olive trees. Every place a different taste when we get away.
D's on keys. For anyone struggling with ear ringing, do not drink water. You may not know this, but the biological reason why some people struggle with ringing, buzzing and swishing sounds known as tinnitus has nothing to do with their ears. This recently discovered phenomenon is the cause of hearing complications that can persist.
The pain to blame is think y'all hear me. I said, this is our love, babe. I know some of you know what I'm talking about. I see you hugged up right now. This is our love, babe. Time, I'll get into it. Hold on a second. Thank you.
That darn Gary Clark Jr. I tell you, he gets them every time. Yes, indeed, Gary Clark Jr. helping to get things started for another one-to-one blues and R&B segment. Blues and Mo. Man, started off with Delphonics trying to make a fool of me. Then Duran Jones and the Indicators with Lover's Holiday. And then that darn Gary Clark Jr. with Our Love. And that's from Eric Clapton's Crossroads from 2023. Hope you enjoyed that one. Of course, there's more to come. You know that. You know it.
she could be driving too. Nobody loves me but my mother. But she could be driving too.
nothing going on. Ain't it a shame she leave your love behind to let you cry alone, out of sight and out of mind.
stripping to the light. There's only one.
Wow. The late Eddie Hazel. Ain't nothing like Eddie, man. Or Kid Funkadelic, as far as that goes. A lot of these young folks just don't know. They just don't know, so they gotta go back and listen to some of these guys play. Woo-wee! Man, let me tell you. What a list. Starting off with Deep Roots Blues Fusion. Luna for Life. Slow Groove for the Soul. Also, Tad Robinson, Out of Sight and Out of Mind. Robin Trower, new music from Robin Trower. Yeah, I like Robin Trower. Yeah. You know, I'm an old head there. One Go Round, Miss Freddie, doing Slipping Away. Eddie Hazel, I Want You. Yeah, brings up to the top of the hour, WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, Blues and Mo for you on a Sunday. Sunday. Kevin in with you, running it down.